Hello, and welcome to USMLE Connection, a podcast to keep you in the know about all things USMLE. My guests today are Dave Johnson, Senior Vice President of Assessment Services at Federation of State Medical Boards, and Dr. Michael Barone, Vice President of Licensure at National Board of Medical Examiners. Our topic is INCUS Learnings and Next Steps. Thank you for listening. So Mike, Dave, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
So for listeners who are new, can you share a bit about INCUS?
Sure. So over the last few days, we convened a conference called the Invitational Conference on USMLE Scoring. It was a collaborative effort between the parents of the USMLE program, the Federation of State Medical Boards, and the National Board of Medical Examiners. Our close partners, the ECFMG, the Educational Commission for Foreign Medical Graduates, was involved, as was the American Medical Association and the Association of American Medical Colleges. Five organizations coming together to convene a conference that focused on USMLE numeric score reporting, but really in the context of the broader system of moving students, applicants, future doctors between undergraduate and graduate medical education.
And Nicole, I would just add that it was really some excellent dialogue and exchange of ideas from representatives from these various organizations and these communities. We're talking about a broad spectrum here of medical educators, both undergraduate and graduate level, medical regulators, persons serving on state medical boards, examinees, and specifically, you know, for example, about a half dozen medical students and residents right there providing valuable input to the conversation.
I'm curious, Mike, about the reflections that you might have from the meeting.
Oh, many. We brought in some expert meeting facilitation to help this group really come together around a shared dialogue. So my primary reflection is just about the collaborative spirit. We had an open and honest dialogue and a recognition about what each individual organization could do to be effective or to improve a larger systems problem. And as Dave said, just to echo, the presence of learners in the meeting was critical. Learners often tell us about solutions in plain sight.
Absolutely. There were some powerful stories from particularly some of the examinees that I think really made an impact on those attending the conference. You know, it was wonderful to see the diversity of opinions because of those various perspectives and communities from which these people are coming. And it was an opportunity to really talk about, and at length over the course of a day and a half, an issue that's been a challenging one, that it's continued to grow over time, that the USMLE program has been hearing about. And it was a good opportunity to, at length, really kind of explore that issue, possible solutions, but a lot of it was simply understanding the landscape within which USMLE exists and all the multifactorial issues at work.
So that sounds like it was a really fruitful meeting, and I'm wondering if there are themes that you're willing to share from the meeting.
I think some of them we may have mentioned already, but the one I would just echo what Dave said was the diversity of opinion in the room and how that really could lead and will lead to more clarity about solutions. With respect to residency program directors, who was a group represented in the meeting, we had both academic and community-based residency program directors in the room. And then just again, having people who had direct experience with the undergraduate to graduate medical education transition and with our examination programs was really critical in opening up the dialogue.
Dave, I'd love to hear from you.
I was really struck by the tone of the conversations and the quality of the dialogue in particular. The tone was very collegial, even though people were coming from somewhat different communities, if you will. There was not finger-pointing that somehow the problem is one that this other community needs to own. It was really a sense of, you know, we need to try to grapple with this collectively. And so the tone was very congenial, and it really was very collaborative. I was really struck by the quality of the conversations. The level of nuance that was teased out was really impressive. I thought I understood just about everything there was to understand about the issue, but I ended up learning even more. Perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised by that, I guess.
Great. So inquiring minds want to know, what happens next?
Our task now is to start to look through all the raw material that came out of the meeting, look for some consistent themes. We'll stay together as a committee for a while and then craft recommendations for certainly the USMLE program, but other parts of the system as well about ways to improve.
I think we had a really productive start. And in terms of, you know, what comes next, we're going to continue to make sure that from a USMLE perspective that we're meeting the reasonable information needs of the state medical board community. But I think also recognizing that there is room for change, that we need to be able to explore what those changes could be. And I think we have some possible room for flexibility to accommodate change going forward.
And one other thing I'll say about that is that there was a sense of urgency in the room, really among all the owners of the systems problem. And with that sense of urgency, it was balanced with a sense of practicality, that this is a complicated problem that won't be fixed overnight. One of the students who attended the meeting, I thought, really summarized things beautifully, sharing his optimism for changes after this meeting. I think he was generally very pleased with the tone.
You know, Mike, I would just add to that, that I think part of what made the conversations flow as well as they did was the fact that every one of these individuals there, and sometimes the organizations that they were associated with or represented, they're all committed to, you know, in some ways, the same goal or outcome, which is trying to produce really good quality physicians that are going to continue to serve the public health. I think the fact that everyone shares that commitment is part of what made it easier to have some of that conversation, to be quite honest.
Great. So I appreciate the more general timeline, but I'm wondering if there are specific dates that you'd be able to share.
Yeah, so in the next few weeks to month or so, we'll be compiling the raw material from the meeting, and we'll be putting it into a set of preliminary recommendations that will be focused on both the USMLE program and also some other parts of the system. Our then plan is to get that in enough shape that it can be posted for public commentary. And we've already advertised this in the events leading up to INCUS. We recognize that we couldn't invite everybody to this meeting to be able to get that productive dialogue. But in addition to what we've heard already from some groups that have sent us commentary in advance of the meeting, we want to hear from other groups that weren't able to, or groups that, based on the recommendations, may have a change of opinion. We also imagine that that public period of commentary will be open up to individuals as well.
I would just add that, you know, this period of public commentary is really a reflection of the fact that we still see this as the start of an ongoing conversation. We had a really productive start, but it needs to continue going forward. So just to add a little bit to what Mike said about sort of the recommendations and any kind of summary document that we'd like to have posted early this summer, May, June, for public comment. What would come from that is taking any of this public comment or reaction. We'll try to get that all packaged up and then share with some of the governance bodies for USMLE, as well as the two USMLE parent organizations, the Federation of State Medical Boards and the National Board of Medical Examiners. That is something that we're looking to be doing this summer. I think one other piece that's worth pointing out is that it's likely that what is contained in those recommendations could be both specific to USMLE, but also some acknowledgement or recognition of these bigger systemic issues that are likely to need to be addressed if we're really going to see significant progress on, you know, this overall systems issue. So there are some recommendations that will likely be short-term and others that are going to be suggested over a much longer term.
Great. And you think these recommendations will probably be ready around the fall?
Yes, we're probably looking to have the ability to provide some of that to the parent boards and governance late summer, early fall.
Thank you both so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.